don't be afraid to innovate. The landscape is constantly evolving, and standing still is not an option. So you need to be open to new ideas, experiment with different approaches, and be willing to take calculated risks to stay ahead of the curve. Product marketing is both an art and a science, requiring creativity, strategy, and a deep understanding of the market and consumers. So stay curious, stay agile, never stop striving for excellence. Together, we can drive innovation, inspire change, and shape the future of product marketing.
You are listening to This is Product Marketing, brought to you by Product Marketing Hive, the product marketing community that gives back. Product Marketing Hive and this podcast are supported by Product Marketing Edge, a technology product marketing consulting firm. In this episode, Abiola Mpoyi, manager for business and product at Anfani, shares his experience of conducting market research. Let's dive into it right now. Hi, Abiola. Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm very happy to be here.
Great. I'm very excited about today's topic as well. So first, tell us a little bit about yourself and current role and responsibilities at Anfani, being the manager for business and product.
All right. Hey there. My name is Abiola Mpoyi. And I guess you could say that I've taken quite a scenic route to end up where I am today, you know, a business-minded and tech-focused marketing professional. It all started back in the days in the medical sciences, where I dipped my toes into various roles within the pharmaceutical industry, from assisting in community pharmacy to managing a territory for a big pharma player here in Lagos. But then, you know, a twist of fate, or maybe just a stroke of curiosity, So I was able to land a gig at Konga, you know, one of Nigeria's top e-commerce platforms, where I myself smack dab in the middle of launching Konga Health. Konga Health, you know, is a game-changing solution, you know, aimed at revolutionizing the healthcare industry in Nigeria. It was like, you know, dipping my toes in the waters of tech. And boy, did I like the temperature? Absolutely. Fast forward today, you find me wearing the hat of a business manager, overseeing product and business initiatives for a UK Africa company. So as a business manager, I'm all about strategizing and executing plans to drive growth and profitability for Anfani. Whether it's identifying new market opportunities, forging strategic partnerships, or optimizing operations for maximum efficiency, I'm the guy with the game plan, all right? But that's not all really, right? I also wear the product manager hat, which means quite the one steering the ship when it comes to product development roadmap, you know, from conceptualizing new features to gathering feedback from users and stakeholders. You know, I'm the go-to person for anything and everything related to our product, all right? My responsibilities span the entire product lifecycle, you know, from the ideation phase to launch and beyond, all right? I work closely with cross-functional teams, including engineering, design, and customer support, to ensure that we are building the right thing and delivering value to our customer. I mean, there's also a sprinkle of 360 marketing here and there as well, you know. And let me tell you, it's not all smooth sailing, you know, but being able to, like, you know, balance the needs of the business, you know, with the demands of product development and marketing, you know, it can be a bit of a juggling act, you know, but hey, that's what keeps things interesting.
I see. A very interesting background. Thank you for sharing. Currently, you are based in Lagos, Nigeria. As podcast with global audience, we're interested in how the tech is going in Lagos. Tell us a little bit about the tech scene over there. Can you also tell us how do you see it is going to evolve in the next 5 to 10 years?
Indeed, Lagos, you know, the vibrant heartbeat of, you know, Nigeria's tech scene. Okay. Let me paint you a picture of what's been happening, you know, and where I think, you know, the tech scene in Lagos is headed in the next 5 to 10 years. You see, Lagos is a melting pot of creativity, innovation, and the entrepreneurial spirit. You see, over the past decade, we've witnessed an explosion of tech startups across various sectors, from fintech and e-commerce to health tech and agritech. You know, it's been nothing short of awe-inspiring to see the ecosystem evolve and mature right before our eyes, right? One of the defining characteristics of Lagos's tech scene is its resilience and adaptability. You know, despite challenges like infrastructural gaps and regulatory hurdles, entrepreneurs here have a knack for turning obstacles into opportunities. You know, we're a scrappy bunch, I agree, yeah, but, you know, we are always finding creative solutions to whatever comes our way. So looking ahead, I see Lagos cementing its position as the tech hub of Africa, with a young and tech-savvy population behind its back, and also with the increasing internet penetration and the growing investor interest. I believe the stage is set for explosive growth in the coming years, right? We've already seen signs of this with several Lagos-based startups achieving unicorn status and attracting significant funding from both local and international investors. In the next 5 to 10 years, I believe we'll see even greater convergence between technology and traditional industries. You know, whether it's using AI and blockchain to revolutionize agriculture or leveraging fintech solutions to drive financial inclusion, the opportunities are endless. I mean, of course, right? You know, the challenges will remain. Infrastructural gaps, access to funding and talent retention are all areas that need continued attention. But if there's one thing I've learned about the Lagos tech scene, is that we are not afraid of challenge. You know, we, with the right support and collaboration, I have no doubt that Lagos will continue to thrive and innovate, you know, shaping the future of tech, not just in Nigeria, but across the continent and beyond.
You've done market research before. Can you tell us a little bit more about it? What is the context of the market research? Why was it needed?
More recently, I've had the opportunity to spearhead a market expansion research project for my current renewable energy financing company. That's Amfani. We focus on expanding our operations into new markets. You know, this research initiative required a multifaceted approach that combined a mix of DEX research with consultative interviews and also expert advisory. By leveraging the mix of, you know, quantitative and qualitative research methods, we were able to gain comprehensive understanding of market dynamics, regulatory landscapes, and consumer preferences in the target market we are trying to, you know, expand into. So, I mean, this research not only informed our market entry strategy, but, you know, it also provided us, you know, valuable insights that is currently guiding our product development, you know, process. It's also guiding our marketing efforts and also, you know, the stakeholder engagements that we are actually, you know, involved in. Overall, the context of this market research was just driven by our company's strategic objective of achieving sustainable growth and making a positive impact in the renewable energy sector.
Are there any scenarios where, let's say, market research is not necessary or potentially could be replaced by some alternative research?
Nice. That's a very fascinating question, you know. Okay, so you see, while market research is undeniably valuable in many scenarios, you know, there are indeed situations where it may not be necessary or where alternative research methods could prove more effective. So one scenario, you know, where market research might take a backseat is when a company is operating in a highly niche or specialized market where they have a deep understanding of their target audience, right? In such cases, you know, the company may already have a wealth of first-hand knowledge and insights about their customers, you know, making extensive market research redundant, right? So similarly, in fast-paced industries that are characterized by rapid innovation and short product life cycles, traditional market research methodologies may struggle to keep pace, you know, with the ever-changing landscape, right? So in this dynamic environment, companies may opt for alternative research approaches such as agile testing, prototyping or experimentation, right? In certain instances where the cost or time constraints associated with traditional market research are prohibitive, companies may explore alternative research methods that offer greater flexibility and efficiency. In the context of the African market, right, you know, where resource constraints and logistical challenges may pose additional hurdles to traditional market research methods, alternative research approaches become even more relevant. You know, for example, in remote or underserved areas like some parts in Africa, where there's limited access to internet connectivity, companies may rely on community-based research initiatives or ethnographic studies to gain insights into local consumer behavior and preferences.
Can you share us a success story from your experience? How did market research eventually help the overall go-to-market success of the product?
I love this question. Thank you for asking. Right. So during my time at Konga, Konga is one of Africa's largest e-commerce platforms, right? We embarked on a venture to introduce Konga Health, an innovative healthcare solution that is tailored specifically for the Nigerian market. But before we decided to dive headfirst into any development or marketing effort at all, we knew we needed to solidify our understanding of the healthcare landscape in Nigeria. And of course, we needed to understand the needs of our target audience, all right? So what we did then was we conducted extensive market research, combining both quantitative and qualitative methods, conducted surveys, spoke to focus groups, and also conducted interviews with healthcare professionals and consumers alike. This research revealed several key insights, you know, including challenges people faced in assessing quality healthcare, preferences for telemedicine solutions, and of course, the demand for medication delivery services. Armed with these insights, you know, we tailored Konga Health to address these specific needs and pain points, right? We started considering the development of features like virtual consultations with healthcare providers, you know, medication reminders. And of course, you know, riding on the back of our successful e-commerce platform, we were able to develop a robust portal, like a robust platform for ordering and delivering medications directly to customers' doorsteps. When we finally launched Konga Health, you know, the response was phenomenal. You know, we saw a surge in user adoption and engagement, you know, with thousands of Nigerians embracing the platform as their go-to solution for their healthcare needs, right? Of course, our targeted marketing campaigns was informed by market research findings, driving further awareness and adoption. So, I mean, overall, doing that, carrying out the market research, you know, played a crucial role in the success of Konga Health's go-to-market strategy, right? So, and I'll just say that, you know, by understanding our target audience's needs and preferences, we were able to develop a product that truly addressed their pain points, resulting in a widespread adoption and positive outcomes for both Konga and the Nigerian community at large.
So I was wondering, since you had experience in conducting market research in pharmaceutical industry, as well as currently the energy industry, any interesting differences or nuances that you would like to point out for us?
Oh, yes. In the pharmaceutical sector, right, market research often focuses on clinical research and also on business-driven insights. Reflecting on the pharmaceutical industry's unique blend of scientific rigor and commercial imperatives, clinical research in pharmaceuticals, you know, typically involves, you know, rigorous testing and evaluation of drug efficacy, safety profiles, and also patient outcomes. You know, these are often conducted in partnership with healthcare providers and regulatory agencies. All right. This aspect of market research is crucial for informing drug development pipelines, regulatory submissions, and also post-marketing surveillance efforts. On the other hand, business-driven research, you know, in the pharmaceutical sector revolves around understanding market dynamics, you know, customer and prescriber preferences, as well as understanding the competitive landscape. This can include, you know, analyzing prescribing patterns, patient demographics, payer preferences, you know, all of this, you know, to optimize market access strategies and commercialization efforts. Transitioning to renewable energy, clean tech industry, you know, market research here just takes different flavor to reflect unique challenges and opportunities that are inherent transition to a sustainable energy future. Unlike the pharma sector, you know, which is heavily regulated and driven by clinical trials, the renewable energy industry is more characterized by technological innovation, policy dynamics, and market disruptions. Of course, while the pharmaceutical market research requires meticulous attention to regulatory compliance and patient safety, cleantech research pretty much demands agility and adaptability to navigate evolving policy landscapes and technology disruptions. But despite these differences, really, the overarching goal of market research remains consistent, which is to generate actionable insights that drive strategic decision-making and deliver value to customers, the stakeholders, and of course, the society at large.
Great point. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. What are the big challenges that you faced when conducting market research in Nigeria?
You see, navigating the market research landscape in Nigeria certainly comes with its fair share of challenges, you know. But hey, where there are challenges, there are also opportunities for growth and innovation, right? One of the biggest challenges, you know, we're encountering would definitely be the issue of data availability and quality. I mean, while there's a wealth of information out there, really, accessing reliable and up-to-date data in Africa can sometimes feel like searching for a needle in a haystack, really. I mean, this is especially true, you know, when dealing with niche markets or emerging industries, you know, where data collection may be less standardized. Another challenge is the diversity of the Nigerian market. You have over 250 ethnic groups here in Nigeria, multiple languages spoken across the country. Conducting market research that captures the nuances of different regions and demographics in Nigeria can be quite the juggling act. It requires a deep understanding of local customs, cultural sensitivities, and communication preferences to ensure that our research resonates with the diverse audiences. Infrastructure also poses a significant hurdle, particularly in the rural areas, you know, where internet connectivity may be spotty, and logistical challenges can also make data collection a bit more complicated. However, these challenges also present opportunities for creativity and resourcefulness. I mean, of course, Nigerians, you know, we are problem solvers. So we found a lot of innovative ways to overcome this infrastructural constraint. Some of the innovative approaches include leveraging mobile technology for data collection, or possibly, you know, partnering with local organizations to assess the hard-to-reach communities, right? But overall, while conducting market research in Nigeria certainly has its challenges, I believe it's all part of the adventure. By embracing these challenges head on and leveraging our creativity and resilience, we are able to uncover valuable insights that drive meaningful impact and growth in this dynamic and vibrant market.
Great, great. Thank you for sharing. We're getting to the end of our time here. Do you have any final thoughts you would like to share with fellow product marketers?
Absolutely, yes. To my fellow product marketers, I think I'd like to offer some parting words of wisdom. Firstly, never lose sight of your customers. They are the heart of everything we do. Understanding their needs, their preferences, their pain points is key to success, right? Make customer centricity a guiding principle in your product development and marketing strategies, and always strive to exceed their expectations. Secondly, embrace data-driven decision-making. In today's digital age, you know, we have access to an abundance of data that can inform our strategies and initiatives. You know, leverage analytics, market research, and consumer insights, you know, to make informed decisions and measure the impact of your efforts, right? Then thirdly, don't be afraid to innovate, right? The landscape of product marketing is constantly evolving, and standing still is not an option. So you need to be open to new ideas, experiment with different approaches, and be willing to take calculated risks to stay ahead of the curve. Then finally, remember the power of collaboration. Product marketing is inherently a cross-functional role, requiring alignment and collaboration across various teams and departments, right? So building strong relationships with your colleagues is very essential. Leverage your expertise as much as possible, and work together towards a common goal. As a leaf, remember, product marketing is both an art and a science, requiring creativity, strategy, and a deep understanding of the market and consumers. So stay curious, stay agile, never stop striving for excellence. Together, we can drive innovation, inspire change, and shape the future of product marketing.
Thank you. Very inspiring. Thank you for sharing your insights with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for tuning in to This is Product Marketing, brought to you by Product Marketing Hive, a product marketing community that gives back. Check out our website, productmarketinghive.com, to join our community, meet fellow product marketers, and access free resources. If you enjoyed our podcast, please subscribe and give a 5-star rating on the platform of your choice. See you next time.